Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, here we are on Friday. This is the second, the 2th of September, as opposed to the 1th of September. So let's see, what would be the 3rd? I suppose the 3rd could be maybe a grunt.
A toot.
Yeah, it's a toot. A toot and a grunt. Listen to that voice. I remember that voice. I've heard that voice before. I know that voice. I know that person is here to be responsible and electrifying. How about that for an introduction to Jennifer Horn?
A lot of pressure.
Yes, it is a tremendous amount of pressure because Jay has a couple of days off. What a concept and what an outrage, actually. She doesn't understand the philosophy yet behind this program, Jennifer. I have to give her a little the old
no
one.
No days too. Off, is that what it is?
That's it, right?
Philosophy.
No days off. Let's get
yeah,
to work.
Fun. No days
yes.
off.
That's it. So Jennifer is here, courtesy of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. She's doing mornings on KRLA, and who knows where else she may show up as the future holds wonderful things in store for all of us. Now, let us have some good news to start this Friday morning off. I suppose this would be considered good news, Jen. Venus and Serena Williams, you know, the very successful sporting sisters, mm-hmm. tennis players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, born 15 months apart. The father, subject of the movie King Richard, watched them play back in 1978, watched the women's singles, not them, but he was looking at the French Open, and heard the winner at that time earned $40,000 in prize money. And he said to himself, gee, that's more than I made in a whole year. So Richard told his wife that they needed to have two daughters. He wanted to raise them in a strict and isolated manner and train them to become tennis champions. Then the family would be rich. Sounded pretty absurd at the time, but you know as well as I do.
It's always good to have a plan.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so that's what happened. And they, for whatever the reason, whether they were born with a skill or he taught them or worked in it, whatever it is, he wasn't a coach. He didn't really know anything about tennis. But he decided that he wanted to have that for his daughters and more for himself. The movie kind of portrayed him. And, you know, as I look back into the history of this family and these people, it's kind of like the Jacksons, you know, the way the father, well, maybe Britney Spears, too, as far as that's concerned.
But was he abused? I didn't get to see the movie. It's like on my list of things.
You missed nothing. Nah, you didn't miss anything.
But was he abusive towards them? I don't think
so. It depends on your definition of abusive. No, he didn't beat him up. But he pushed them.
Michael Jackson's dad was not a nice man.
No, not at all. Well, neither was Britney Spears' father. So, anyway, the idea that she's going to continue, well, in a sense, she's going to be around, but she's going to say she. The more successful, wouldn't you think? The more successful the two is Serena.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And I think they acknowledge that, too. But
right.
I think what's going to be interesting is to see her next chapter, because she's also turned herself into a really good businesswoman. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. I mean, obviously, athletes can't be athletes at a high level forever. But it is a really interesting debate about nature versus nurture. You know, are people born with God-given skills, or can you develop anything? Could any of us be Serena Williams if we put our mind to it?
Could you?
No. My hand-eye coordination with that little tiny ball? Are you kidding? No way. That's why I think it's why I think it's funny that the dad had this feeling like that was going to be their meal ticket, and we were just going to create it, because that's, I mean, yeah, anybody can play tennis, but can you play tennis? That's,
Can you win?
Different prospect, right?
Can you win a tennis? California has decided to make this. When Jennifer's here, I always love to catch up with what's going on in California. I actually thought I was going to have to go out there today for a quick visit, but it turned out the reason for me having to go has evaporated, so I don't have to go. But make sure you
have your rabies shot when you come, because that's the latest thing we're dealing with.
Well, the heat and rabies. The heat, my son and my daughter say that it's going to be a million degrees. That may be somewhat of an exaggeration, but
it feels like it, right?
85. Brendan said he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it was 85 degrees, and yesterday during the day it was 109.
When I left my house to go to work, it was 92 degrees, I think it was, at five in the morning. So that's, that just puts in perspective. And the crazy thing is that we had a fire burning yesterday. They seem to have it under control, but these firefighters in 110 degree heat with a fire burning, I mean, incredible. Ooh.
Well,
very hot.
Yeah, it's hot. How hot is it? It's hot. That's kind of
so hot you can't plug your electric vehicle in the wall.
No. So the expectation of a new law, a sweeping plan to prohibit the sale of gasoline-powered cars, new ones, by 2035. Another one of these really, 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 in my mind, prohibitive rules that makes California almost unlivable unless you have some sort of elitism in your blood or you want to be in a separate country. More and more. And it's coming fast, too.
Massachusetts is following suit. See, this is what's really bad, is that when California does something like this, Virginia jumped on right away, but then the governor of Virginia said, no, we're not doing that. But I think it's Massachusetts and Oregon or Washington State have also jumped on, saying they're going to follow the same rules, which is by 2035, they will not sell gas-powered vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there's a couple of problems here, aside from the obvious, which is that the power grid in California, it stinks. And, I mean, across the country, our power grid is pretty vulnerable. Here in California, when it gets hot, you have to go on to a flex alert, which they tell you you can't run your air conditioning, you can't run your appliances and all this. And even it was kind of laughable because last week on Thursday, the governor said that he didn't want these vehicles sold anymore. And then this week on Thursday, yesterday, he says, well, please don't plug in your electric vehicles between 4 and 9. So, it almost looks like a joke headline. Like, you have to have an electric car, but please don't charge it between the hours of 4 and 9 when the power grid is under duress.
Yeah. It's ludicrous.
Plus, you're also forgetting the fact that, like, people can't afford sometimes a $70,000 car. And by mandating everybody towards this, you're creating demand. You're also enriching China because we need them for the batteries.
Yeah.
These cars are not without fault because their batteries go out every 8 to 10 years, which means you're filling up the landfill with dead car battery.
And you got a $20,000 bill to put a new one in, at least at present. Yeah.
So it's kind of short-sighted. And then you say, well, if not every state is going to adapt this, if I have to have an electric vehicle in California, am I going to have a place to charge it when I go on a road trip into Nebraska? You know, I mean, it's just there are a lot of questions that still remain. And 2035, one of their tricks is that it sounds so far away that we just kind of put it out of our mind. But it's really not. It's, 13 years away. It's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. Seems pretty un-American, actually. But there are a lot of things going on in California that seem pretty un-American. $370 billion of your tax money spent, and then the tax credits, that sort of thing, the clean energy programs. The feds and the state are combining in this circumstance to get people to do something that they may, it feels very un-American, and also it feels undoable. You're not going to be able to build the infrastructure that quickly, frankly. And once again, there's not enough of sources of power to feed these cars. They don't just, it doesn't just happen. They don't have the solar panels on the roof of the car so they get the sun, although that'll be the next thing somebody develops. And that's actually...
that actually could be a better idea.
Exactly. Be a much better idea. Alright, so anyway, the situation is, for people like me, I just keep buying used cars. frankly, if it were me.
And then you have to wonder, are they going to put gas stations out of business? So with your used cars, are you going to be able to find gasoline if now the norm becomes plugging them in? It's weird new set of problems to deal with that are really unnecessary. I don't know what happened to the good old days when if you wanted people to buy an electric vehicle, you just made them so good that people had to have an electric vehicle, right?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Well, the hybrid cars were fairly good because they self-propelled. They made their own chargers. They made, the charging system. So the cars provided, what was necessarily within themselves. Speaking of tennis, Victoria Azarenka of Belarus defeated the Ukrainian player Marta, I love trying to pronounce these names, you're better at it because you have that in your blood, Kostyuk. I think her name is Kostyuk. In straight sets at the U.S. Open, and then at the end they wouldn't shake hands. They touched their rackets. There's a lot of tension between Belarus and Ukraine, and certainly what's going on in Ukraine these days doesn't help to make that any better. I thought that was interesting in terms, in light of what it is that that today.
Belarus is an ally of Russia, and they've been helping him out. And you can imagine, it must be hard to shake hands with someone, even if they're not the ones responsible for all the devastation in your country. But I guess it's a political statement to avoid that.
Much as anything else. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a statement, a quick statement about how you can maintain or put yourself in a place where you are feeling better. Losing weight always makes people usually feel like they're better than, if you were 3 or 4 months ago, or maybe you go back to last Christmas to the holidays, put on weight and you're still working on getting it off. Calitrin, keep that in mind. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Easy to get. This really fabulous, all healthy, no stimulant stuff. It's all natural. Get it at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Unlimited special Labor Day deal going on right now. Use the discount code Doug when you check out.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Brought frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Human resources for family farmers. I've been on the farm all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders, in Iowa, how are you dealing with it?
Well, there are some challenges and some opportunities. The challenge that we see that it takes more acres to support a family.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn here today. The trending stories, social media things, Doug's dirt, all these things sort of combined here, Jennifer, Facebook and Instagram items that we find. And you actually, when Jennifer's here, it's always, it has been and is when she's, thankfully, we're able to call on her when we need a good, intelligent voice. And so here, the stuff that you can't make up, like Kanye West and what's going on with him and that family. Plus, we have time an update on what happened to Anne Heche. All right, that's all coming up after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They are here, Jennifer, to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase tool if you're only going to use it once. So go to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They got 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. When I say to rent,
I dated a few tools once, so that's
did you really?
Yeah. I should have gone to O'Reilly for the smart tool.
Exactly. Yeah. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental, so you get to bring back the tool and you get your money back. How about that for a deal? You can stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can check it out at O'ReillyAuto.com. Okay, so Kanye West is off the reservation again, or has he ever returned to the reservation? I guess that would be the question.
There are a lot of people who say that Kanye is crazy. I don't know Kanye, so I don't love to like do like full on diagnosis of like mental illness, but I do think he's a narcissist and he always has been, right? I mean, remember when he interrupted Taylor Swift's speech at the VMAs, prompting the former President Obama, to call him a jackass on the national stage, right? So, I mean, this is not like new behavior. People just accepted it. But what is kind of strange is that he came out, looking at Instagram yesterday, and I saw that he was trending around, and that he had taken on Kim, his ex-wife, and posted text messages of her asking him to stop, and he was basically blaming Kris Jenner for allowing Kim Kardashian and the other daughter, Kylie Jenner, to pose for Playboy. And he said, my kids aren't going to be doing that. My kids aren't going to be doing pornography.
No, in our family, or if it is, I'll be in charge of that. Yeah, okay. Nice going. All right, 28 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Rolls-Royce and Hyundai Motor Group have announced plans to collaborate on bringing all-electric propulsion and hydrogen fuel cell technology to the Advanced Air Mobility, AAM, market. The partnership will leverage Rolls-Royce's aviation capabilities and Hyundai Motor Group's hydrogen fuel cell technology and industrialification capability. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Education Secretary Miguel Cordona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago, over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the southwest and western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, remains optimistic Republicans and Democrats will come together to reject China's Fufang from purchasing 370 acres of North Dakota farmland. Strategically, it's 12 miles from a high-level Air Force base, is the concern.
So the land purchase thing has already taken place. What's at stake, of course, is that Fufang, as you pointed out, whose leader, whose chairman, is a very active member of the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, they once labeled this person as a model laborer. That company wants to build this corn milling facility 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So there are really a couple of things, if not more, here. The first one is that China has increasingly purchased up food supply chains in the United States. I mean, they already have a significant amount of the meat processing market in the United States.
After years of demand, Twitter on Thursday announced it will soon begin letting users test out an edit button. The feature is now being tested internally, and in the coming weeks it will become available for testing to a select group of Twitter users for a nominal fee. Today is VJ Day. It stands for Victory Over Japan Day, commemorating a shift in the Second World War in favor of the Allies. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
There's a 10-year-old boy who saved his mother. Mother had a seizure while she was swimming in the backyard pool. 10 years old. Wow.
That could have been so traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Good Day program. Doug Steffens Good Day. It was many moons ago that I introduced a young lady to the world of big-time broadcasting, and look at what she has become.
Who are you talking about?
Who is that woman? Who is that mystery woman?
She's become old. That's what she's become.
No, never. Jennifer Horn is here, ex of the Good Day program. She would be nothing without me, basically. That's the whole bottom line. That's it. Right. Never mind her talent, her brightness, beautiful
details,
eyes.
Details.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Jen's here for Jay, because Jay has taken a couple of days off. I don't know where she's going. She's doing something that'll be productive, I'm sure. Labor Day weekend, we'll be here live on Monday. Jennifer and I will be here live on Monday to help you through whatever woes or wonders there are to enjoy on Labor Day, the end of summer, some people say. Nope, I'm holding on till September 21st, thank you very much. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Thought for the day. You want me to repeat that, Jen?
Let's hear it.
The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new, in other words, new ways of looking at things.
So you had Chinese food last night.
No, I didn't. I had a salad last night.
I thought that was the inside of your fortune cookie. I was going to add in bed afterwards.
Okay, so today is National Chianti Day. Chianti Day takes place the first Friday of September. And let's see, the day was founded by...
I'm celebrating right now.
Right. Santa Margherita, in honor of the Chianti Classico wines that have become a traditional symbol of Tuscany and Chianti Classico, this area of Italy. So you're the expert, the most intelligent person when it comes to wines. You and your father have been pursuing, and you're both sommeliers or whatever it is that they call people who are experts in wine. Sommelier, what is it?
Yeah, you like to add the schmal.
I knew schmal.
Just a sommelier, but that's right. All right. You can add the H in. Chianti is great. Chianti, if you actually go to the Chianti region of Italy, it's like their table wine. It's the wine that goes with dinner every night for the Italians. They actually have a jug in many cases, and they go to the market when they.
I don't mean
they drink the entire jug, but they actually have a jug in the house, and they take it to the market with them when they go buy their groceries for the day, and they have that jug filled up with Chianti, and then they take it back home to the house. So if you, in the United States, obviously we don't do that same kind of lifestyle, but if you remember, do you know the Chianti bottle? It would be familiar to you probably, the one that kind of has the basket around the outside of it, you know what I'm talking about? The wine bottle that has like that.
Yeah.
Raffia. Yeah, that's one of the most famous brands of Chianti. And it's a table wine that is good with almost everything that you can think of that's Italian food. And it's just a fun, easy, drinkable, everyday wine. Not meant to be fancy. You're not going to find a $500 Chianti usually on the menu, but you will find good, drinkable, usually an expensive wine.
Good and drinker. So, it's aged longer, apparently. I'm looking at some of the story from the storyline. Produced in a much smaller central inner area where the best grapes are grown, especially. Now, the wine production in California or anywhere where the weather affects whatever grows. The soil affects the taste. The weather, certainly, if it's too dry or it's too wet, doesn't that affect the taste of wine, the quality of wine?
A lot of grapes in California, they put in varietals that need to struggle a little bit. Zinfandel's a perfect example of that, where you don't want to put too much water on your grapes. You want them to actually struggle, get kind of gnarly, and dig for it in the soil once they're planted. So it depends. Usually grapes don't need a ton of water. That gets moldy.
What? Grapes get moldy?
Well, I mean, your fruit, you don't want to have a lot of water. You don't want to be in an area where it's super rainy. You don't get grapes in those areas.
So, okay, I didn't know that. That's something I didn't know. So there's Jennifer helping us out with things that we didn't know. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. When Jen's here, we always have a lot of focus on L.A., Los Angeles, California news, because it seems they're
L.A. and wine, because L.A. drives you to drink. So
Anne Heche died without a will, so her son is seeking control of her estate. As more and more of this stuff comes to the surface, it seems the L.A. Fire Department didn't do its job. She was in that car, in that home, for 45 minutes. Where the heck was the fire department?
They were there. I don't know that they could have gotten her out. That's the thing, is that she crashed so hard. There was a fire. The car was all screwed up. I've heard that the people were able to kind of get in the back before the car caught fire to try to get her out, but she was trapped in that car. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much trouble, and I'm sure there'll be lots of investigations the fire department's going to be in, because it was a nasty accident. But I do think it's a good reminder, because so many of us, when we think that we're too young to have to worry about our future, we don't have wills, then you have to get the government involved, even if you have family that is around you. And boy, I mean, I'm pretty sure Anne Heche didn't mean to drive herself into someone's home that day.
She was kind of drunk, and she'd have some drugs. And apparently there was something
cocaine, and she was cocaine. And then I never heard, because they said they found fentanyl in her system, but then they were saying that that might have been administered to her at the hospital because types of fentanyl are used for pain relief, but or like an opioid like that, that would test that way. But it's this is an incredibly sad story. She obviously struggled with mental illness and addiction for a really long time before, you know, and I think
don't you think you could tell that by looking at her? She always have you looked into her eyes.
Yes, but I think probably where, I mean, the rumors started was, remember after she left, she and Ellen broke up, she was like wandering door to door trying to get people to let her in, and it was kind of acting dazed and confused, and you know, she was with women, then she was with men, then she was, you know, she was kind of just, it always seemed like she was struggling to find who she really was, kind of honestly. And I think it impacted her career. I think that she had some great credits behind her, but I think she probably would have worked a whole lot more had she not had that reputation.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you watching Big Brother?
No.
You don't watch Big Brother? All right,
I don't.
I can't ask you about Big Brother. I was looking at something that was trending, and I don't watch any of that stuff. The Bachelor, all of those things, The Bachelorette, it just seems like they are... Well, they have an audience, obviously, because they keep the programs going. And so, anyway, I'm looking at some of the things that have been canceled and are staying. What is the work conditions for television and movies in Los Angeles these days under the... It seems like there are cutbacks, and a lot of people are trying to change the way the motion picture industry runs, television industry, and that's, again, based in Los Angeles. What sort of gossipy stuff do you hear about that, if anything?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things. I mean, first of all, the pandemic, because everything in California was so stringently shut down. I mean, we were shut down for 18 months, which hurt, I think, a lot of productions. It also changed the way a lot of people were doing business. It's hard to come back from that. And still, the testing protocols, even though a lot of us have moved on from COVID, they are still pretty intense in Hollywood and on sets. And so if one person tests positive, instead of just removing them from the situation, you've got to shut down the entire production. And it that's got to be really hard. I also read a story about NBC, I think at the beginning of this week or maybe at the end of last week, that suggested because of the high cost of doing business with inflation being where it is and all of that, they were going to cut some of their programming down by 30%. And then you also have just...
Could give back the 10 o'clock hour to the local station. Then you think to yourself, okay, well, on NBC there are the three... Chicago
shows.
There are the three Law and Order shows, and those have been a mainstay of NBC, the Dick Wolf stuff, for a number of years. So I think it starts spreading that stuff out like they used to instead of having it all on the same night, because those are among the most popular shows that are there. You just kind of wonder what it is, what goes on. Who's in charge? Okay. The Miss England, I was thinking about this because you and Victoria Keelan, late of the DJV show, are doing a podcast called Beauty Pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the works? All right. So here's the story of a pageant contestant who stood out from the competition because she didn't have any makeup. Melissa Rauf entered the Miss England contest and made it to the competition semifinal round last week. 40 women were invited to compete. She was the only one who didn't wear makeup. So you got to wonder about that.
I would never be able to do that. Ever.
Well, you wear makeup all the time. You got makeup on now?
I do. Well, probably just some remnants because I didn't take it all off last night. But yes, I do usually not leave the house without a little bit of makeup on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's, but you know, I admire people who have the confidence and who are just naturally able to feel good about themselves, because what makeup is for me is more than anything. I just like to play up my positive features, and I like to, it makes me feel more confident. So for the same reasons I wear makeup, if you feel confident without it, go girl. I mean, that's what it's about, is to just, you know, make you feel like you've got your best face forward. No pun intended.
All right, we continue. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 45 after the hour. It's Friday, and it's time for you to understand how you can make your home this weekend much better than it was last weekend by going online to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, to find the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Something from Eden Pure. They have a number of different products, but this is the one that has made more significant strides in the lives of people because it's so easy. You just plug it in. No filters to replace. Destroys all of the viruses that may be in your home. The odors that come from cooking things too long. Certainly, I'm gonna. Whatever I do cook, sometimes
it stinks. Your fish.
It stays. Right. It stays. Yeah. Exactly. Allergies are helped, mold, get rid of the mildew, all that stuff, the fungus. There's a fungus among us, and it'll be killed by the... I had to do that, Jennifer.
I like it.
By, I know you did. Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It's called the Thunderstorm because the air, after you plug it in, feels like the air that you breathe after a thunderstorm when everything is cleaned out. So let's clean up your act. Let's clean up your home. Let's get rid of all the things in there that are bad for you, bad for your family. These things have got to be very good because there have been 250,000 of them sold. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. You'll save $200 on three air purifiers. So put them all over the house. I got one downstairs in the dog's room. Got one in the kitchen. Have one upstairs for pure air. It feels good. Sounds good to help you sleep a lot better. Again, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Save $200 by using the discount code Doug3.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Three past the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, and in our focus during this portion of each day is farm news, food news, families, for they all connect together in my world. Here's something from McDonald's in California. What'd you say?
You're the three F's, food, farm, family.
Yes, thank you, exactly.
Triple F.
We left one of them out. Okay. Anyway, McDonald's in California says that the fast food bill in California unfairly targets them and the other big chains because the state is trying to take control of the pay for fast food workers. You want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, it actually passed through the state legislature, so now it's sitting on Newsom's desk, and there's a lot of pressure from fast food establishments for him not to sign it, because it would create a fast food council, which I'm sure a lot of people would like to serve on that. But what the council would do would be put in minimum standards for pay, essentially almost providing like a
22 bucks an hour?
Yeah,
to flip the burgers. There you go.
And already the minimum wage in LA is really
15?
Yeah, 16 15, now, 15, I think.
Is it 16?
So it's tough because a lot of the restaurants are saying, well, if we're starting to pay 22 bucks an hour, guess what's going to happen? We're going to let people go and switch to like iPad ordering, right?
Yep.
And then part two is that you're going to have to pay more customers. So be ready if you're supportive of this. That burger that you're paying $5 for is probably now going to be somewhere around $7 or $8, and prices are going up. And
but you
so,
go eat at some place where there's a good burger like In-N-Out, right?
Yeah, but they would still be part of this. You know, they'd be considered fast food. So I think that they would probably also have to raise their prices as well. So it's just the fast food operators are saying enough is enough. We want to give safe, fair wages to our laborers, but there has to be a limit because we also have to be profitable. And this is why a lot of businesses are just leaving California, because the government wants to get too involved.
Yeah, it's California really, it's lost its luster for me. As much as I've loved spending all these years,
is it the homeless people or all the dead stuff
that
we can't, because we can't water anything?
Yeah, maybe any or all of those things. So
the smog, the traffic, I don't know.
Chipotle Chick-fil-A, Yum Brands, which is Colonel Sanders and that
Chipotle.
Bunch.
Chipotle.
What did I say?
I don't know. Say it.
It's Chipotle? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's not the it's just Chipotle.
Okay. Whatever. You say what she said. Anyway, all these people, the National Restaurant Association spent $140,000 to fight the bill. So it'll be another California crazy. 56 past the hour, in a moment, the story of a farm here in Massachusetts, where I am, that hasn't paid taxes in 80 years. Well, we'll figure out how that's going to go.
That's nice.
After this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming, and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
All right, so there was a big fire and a barn collapse up in Vermont this past week. 30 cows died. I can identify with that. That happened to me. I lost 8 cows.
Snow, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was snow. This was just one of those things. And so what I just think about that and what a horror show that is for the people involved. In Billerica, Massachusetts, the Griggs Farm owes $300,000 in back taxes. The guy who owns the farm, William Griggs, says, "I haven't paid my taxes since 2017. They want to charge him. He has land that's in agricultural use that I have, the same kind of thing. You pay a minimum tax on it because it's farmland. But then he has a retail store and he's got a parking lot, and they want to charge him like it was a mall." And he says, "No, this is fine." And this is unusual because most towns don't do that. They've reassessed his land, and this is, it's really amazing how unfriendly governments are when it comes to farming, and there's another example of it. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.